Since being given the green light by council, work crews from the town of Innisfil have been repairing and restoring the planters and decorative islands along Innisfil Beach Road, east of Twentyside Road. Operations crews have been working on each median from Twentyside Road to the lake, conducting horticultural practices such as weeding, trimming, mulching and pruning, said Director of Operations Nicole Bowman. But it was the Clean Up Innisfil group that first mobilized its volunteers to dig up weeds, pick up trash, and prune back the overgrown bushes that were blocking sightlines for motorists along Alcona's Main Street, and it was the group that brought the state of disrepair to the attention of councillors. The volunteers have since been joined by town staff, who not only have weeded, pruned and mulched the flower beds, but also replanted perennials like coneflowers, which will overwinter to provide habitat for pollinators next year. Plant health was improved and sightlines were reviewed and adjusted, Bowman said. Staff planted the echinacea, a perennial that should return in future years. What our citizens can't see just yet are hundreds of daffodil bulbs nestled below the surface, waiting to make their appearance in the spring. Crews have also been repairing the broken stonework on the planters themselves, although addressing issues of crumbling cement and missing stones has been a bigger job. Most of the flower bed and median repairs have been completed. One small planter near St. John's Road will require a complete reconstruction, due to a collision, noted the director. If weather allows, we hope to have this repaired before the winter. She added, some median walls closer to the 20th side road look.to be in good shape but have underlying issues. We did not pursue these repairs, as the work would not have been completed by the winter, but we will look at replacing these medians next year. COVID and budget cuts, to maintain a 0% tax increase in 2021, were blamed for the lack of maintenance that turned the islands and planters from objects of municipal pride into a municipal embarrassment. Now, not only has the town reversed direction and reinstated the horticultural program, it is looking to hire 2 horticultural students, thanks to a horticultural grant. We are looking for talented individuals to join our team, said Bowman, directing interested applicants to the town's job postings. For more information, click here.